The CGSF 90.1 broadcasting live from up on Burnaby Mountain. At CGSF, we air public service announcements for not-for-profit community groups, organizations, and events. And we encourage you to submit a PSA and to please send it by email to cjsfpsa@sfu.ca. Be sure to include the details, like the name and contact information for the organization, date, time, location, and a short description of the event or service. Send your PSA information to cjsfpsa@sfu.ca.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
To ride.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Kind of gigging, Johnny,
till I die.
They will listen to like most music,
right.
You know, and that's what we're doing is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Welcome to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined by Adam Pelche, who also was providing us with some snaps in the intro there. We're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. Thank you to those stations. And, of course, CJAM FM for being our host station. We got lots of music in store for the show tonight.
We have a lot of new boatload of music, if you will.
What?
A boatload. That's a big amount of music, if you will. Roughly speaking, we have new music from Proto Martyr. They've actually released a single coming ahead of a forthcoming brand new record. Very excited for that. As well, we're going to be hearing some music from Black Belt Eagle Scout, The Men, brand new Shauna Cleveland, who has a fantastic new album out. We're also going to be hearing from acts like Aha, Noble Rat. We're going to be highlighting the history and legacy of the legendary producer Spot, who did pass away last week, who was an important part of the SST record label, and much, much more on this episode. In fact, in this first set, I'm very excited to be starting off with Sunroom, which is a band that Dave actually brought to my attention. They're from Southern California, and they're going to be performing pretty soon, right around our region, over in the hallowed halls of St. Andrew's Hall.
Yes, in Detroit, Michigan. And
said it like a true Michigander.
I love Michigan. I love Detroit.
Then why do you make fun of the way they talk?
I'm not.
Horrible.
But Sunroom is playing, and we're going to play a track from their new release, Out of Their Minds, which is what it's called. We also have brand new music.
I believe it's Outa. Their minds.
Okay, sorry. Out of Their Minds. And then we also have brand new music from Death Valley Girls, who have a new album out called Islands in the Sky. Brand new music from Moonwalks. This is a band that actually is from Detroit and has a new forthcoming album. But it features the drummer of Kerrigan from Shadow Show.
That's right, Kerrigan Pierce. So that's going to be a track from a forthcoming album that's dropping in May. Also, Dave discovered brand new music from one of our favorite groups here, Teke Teke.
Yeah, from Montreal. They have a new album coming out on June 9th. Also wanted to mention Shadow Show has a new single coming out very soon as well, which we'll be playing next week. And we also have music from King Tuff's latest album, The More Folky Affair, which is called Small Town Stardust.
Small Town Stardust, indeed. So if you want to get your radio stardust flickering, I don't know what that means, but
okay,
you can definitely check us out online at revrock.blogspot.com. Go to the station that hosts us, which is cjam.ca, and you can even give us a call at 519-971-3630.
Yeah, so let's get to it. We're starting off with music from Sunroom from their new EP, Out of Their Minds, playing Detroit on the 21st, I believe, here in Detroit at St. Andrews Hall.
Oh, 23rd, actually.
Yeah, sorry. March 23rd, St. Andrews Hall. Sunroom is playing with some of their bands. So let's get to it. You're listening to Revolution Rock here only on CJAM 99.1 FM, where we're redefining radio and reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit and beyond.
Hey, is this profound?
You're tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here. We're bringing you some of our favorite surf, garage, punk, and alternative music. And we had a set there featuring all brand new music, all releasing this year or pending release this year. We actually ended off with a release from back in February from King Tuff. We heard his latest release, Small Town Stardust, with the song Tell Me.
Yes, and he hasn't put out an album in quite a number of years, from my understanding. And this one's kind of a little bit more leaning towards folk. And we heard the track called Tell Me. Prior to that, we heard brand new music from Montreal's Teke Teke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Garka Taka, or I believe it's Gara Kuta, pardon me. That's the name of the song. And as Dave was mentioning to me during the break, the thing about this band is they implement so many unique comparisons to surf rock, to garage, but also they incorporate a lot of traditional Japanese folk music elements, which is just incredible. As you heard in that song, you're going to hear more from them because on June 9th, they have an album that's going to drop called Hagata. So very anticipating that, very much eagerly anticipating that release. Another new release that's going to be dropping later this year will be on May 26th when we're going to have a new album coming out from the group, the Moonrocks. And their album's going to be called Western Mystery Tradition. This band features, as we mentioned before, drummer Kerrigan Pierce, who is best known for her role in Shadow Show. This track that we heard from this forthcoming record was called Heavy Tears.
And before that, we had some music from Death Valley Girls. They have a new album out called Islands in the Sky. We heard the title track. And then we started off with music from Sunroom. They have a new EP out called Out of Their Minds. And we heard the title track from that as well. This band is playing at St. Andrew's Hall in Detroit on the 22nd of March.
You know, it's the 23rd of March.
Oh, sorry. I, you know, the first time I said the wrong date, and the second time I also said
you
the
really
wrong date.
You really just don't want people going to this concert, apparently.
Check it out. The band's really cool. The EP's really cool.
But go there on the right date.
March 23rd.
On the 23rd.
St. Andrew's Hall.
23rd.
Now, coming up next, we're going to be doing a set of music kind of, well, in tribute to Spot, who is a... the in-house producer at SST Records, and he produced over 100 records, real name Glenn Lockett, and he also was a musician, a skilled guitarist. He also played clarinet, banjo, mandolin, drums, and even bagpipes, apparently. But he was the in-house producer from 79 to 85, producing over 100 records for SST Records, and kind of helped shape DIY underground punk and music.
Exactly. Like, you can't think of the formation of American underground music during the early 80s without SST Records, and definitely without Spot, whose name is just all over these records. We're going to be highlighting a lot of his contributions as an engineer and as a producer for bands like Husker Du, Meat Puppets, Black Flag, of course, who he's been synonymous with. In fact, what's really interesting is his career took a weird trajectory. He really started out being more focused on jazz, and then just kind of got absorbed into SST through some associations with members of Black Flag and some other people who are on their roster, and produced all these hardcore groups. And then he actually influenced Greg Ginn of Black Flag to pursue his own interest in jazz, and that begat some more experimental records from Black Flag later on in the mid to late 80s. And then he went off on his own after he basically cut his ties with SST. He began doing a number of things, including playing for bands, doing some independent recording of his own, and taking up skateboarding as well.
Yes. Was it skateboarding? Yeah, skateboarding was a big thing in LA. It still is a big thing.
No, a huge thing, absolutely. And yeah, you know, Spot, like I said, synonymous with this label and synonymous with some of the most important underground and indie rock releases of the early to mid-1980s. So it's a sad note to leave his career off on, because there's been silence from him for so long. His death comes very quickly after a long battle with an illness for about the past 2 or 3 years, actually.
Yeah, and there was like a photo book that came out a couple months back that was... put out through In the Red Records, I think, and Henry Rollins actually kind of helped put it together, and all the funds were going towards Spot. But unfortunately, you know, it didn't work out the way we were hoping, but he's a very important figure in music, and will not be forgotten. So we're going to play a selection of stuff that he has recorded in the early days of SST.
That's right. So we're going to start off with something from one of SST's huge breakthrough records, and one of those records where his name is just really synonymous with, as I said, and a record where I think it really shone a new light on what this band was capable of. Of course, I'm talking about Husker Du, who with Zen Arcade, this monolithic double record, redefined what a punk group and what a hardcore group could do. It's really arguable that this is not even a hardcore record, that this actually is really the first alternative rock record, really a precursor to stuff that would happen for bands like Nirvana and even Pavement down the road, incorporating these more melodic 60s rock elements with the sort of visceral edge that hardcore music had in the underground scene in the early 80s in America. With that said, we're going to start off with a track called Pink Turns to Blue. And we're going to hear some more releases associated with Spot, including releases by Meat Puppets, The Minutemen, and Black Flag. Before we do, we should probably just play a brief station ID.
Oh, yes.
Just to remind people the station you are tuned into, which, of course, is CJM 99.1 FM. If you happen to be in the Windsor area, you can also give us a call and just let us know how you're enjoying the show. You can ring us at 519-971-3630. And we also encourage you to check out CJM's website at cjam.ca. And also, check out our blog at revrock.blogspot.com. With that said, here we go, a brief break, and then getting to music with Spot and SST Records.